post-race press conference. The win of the day went to Emirates Team New Zealand over the Desafío Español by 1:18. Emirates Team New Zealand has won their Louis Vuitton Cup semi-final series by 5-2 and now advance to the Louis Vuitton Cup finals, where they'll meet Lunarosa Challenge. First race of this next series is in 9 days' time on the 1st of June. Well, that race that we just saw today took some time to be sailed. Yesterday was blown off. Today, the sea state left over, plus some relatively fresh conditions at the beginning of the race, made for some great images. Without question, it would have been more physical on board, and from what we could see on the TV, it was certainly very wet. Close quarters boat handling in those conditions, risky, but the pair went at it with some interesting moves around the start box. Karol Jablonski got himself locked out on the right-hand side of the box and was unable to get back close enough to the Kiwis to force anything to develop. The net result was that Dean Barker could choose his moment to return, knowing full well that his opponent would be at least two boat lengths behind him. With the start won, Emirates Team New Zealand sailed away upwind, always looking more comfortable in the bouncy conditions, to round the first mark with a 38-second lead. The run was fast, but like the beat, it saw few maneuvers and a lot more meters gained to the leader. Low-risk maneuvers were the order of the day, neither boat wanting to make a mistake and neither boat wanting to break anything. The final result probably reflected more confidence and experience in those conditions than anything else. Karol Jablonski, skipper of Desafío Español. It's not nice to lose, but I bet it was a fantastic day sailing and a great way to end a great campaign.
Yeah, for sure, it couldn't be better, actually. First of all, congratulations to Team New Zealand. They deserve the win today, and they deserve the win in the semifinals. And we are, you know, very happy that we got so far. I mean, actually, before the semifinal starts, nobody actually, you know, thought that we're gonna make at least to we're not gonna make it to Tuesday for sure. And we're not gonna get any point. And we managed to stay a couple of good races, and I am very happy with the performance of the team and what we achieved. You know, we could be done on the 9th of May, and having, you know, much less to say about this. So we're happy with this what we have achieved.
You seem to have quite a lot of water on board at the beginning of the first beat. Was that something you'd picked up from the pre-start, or what was going on there?
No, it was quite wavy today, and you know, before the start we went for a couple of, you know, with a couple of tacks and short lineup, and you know, I was joking that today that's going to be kind of a swimming contest for the Genoa trimmer. But then during the race, I almost, you know, said we are, you know, we almost are in a sinking contest here. So we just had those pictures from Team, you know, we had the memory, the pictures from Team New Zealand in the last campaign, and the guys got, you know, stuff on deck. We just started to get out the water out of the boat. But it wasn't dangerous, you know, that time. I'm joking a little bit here. For sure, you know, those waves were very, very ridiculous today. And, you know, we didn't sail for a long, long time in this kind of waves. So it made for us very, very, you know, difficult to get, you know, the boat, you know, going very fast in those conditions. And, you know, we did, you know, we gave everything. You know, we just tried to sail at our best, but, you know, it wasn't enough to beat Team New Zealand today. They are obviously much more experienced, and they spend much more hours in those conditions, and, you know, they deserve to win. And it's great. It's a great day. It's great to lose against Team New Zealand, actually, you know, in those conditions, and I'm happy.
Terry Hutchinson, tactician, Emirates Team New Zealand. That must have reminded you a bit of the Hauraki Gulf today. What stage are you racing hard, and what stage are you surviving?
Well, you definitely appreciate the the weeks and the months that we sailed in the Hauraki Gulf in those conditions. I think when we left New Zealand to come up here, we were looking for anything under 12 knots, because basically we sailed the entire spring and early part of the New Zealand summer and very much conditions that we sailed today. And so I guess the nice thing about that is you have confidence in your equipment and you have confidence in the guys around you that we have raced in those conditions in-house and have had quite close racing in-house, which allows you to go out and treat it as a 10-knot day, per se. And so it was a good feeling. I mean, you're always mindful of the fact that a rogue wave or getting caught with the boat standing up too much is a little risky for the boat. Probably, in fact, getting out of the cut to the race course is the riskiest part of the day. Once you're sailing, you feel a little bit better. But for sure, the experiences that we had last spring and summer, and probably in the previous summers as well in New Zealand, were worth their weight in gold on a day like today.
Do you think you'll see any more of that, conditions like that, between now and the end of the 32nd America's Cup?
Well, I would suspect that you do. This time last year, we did see a fair amount of northeasterly flow with a spinoff from Mistral's north of us, and so potentially, you know, the chances there. I think looking into the future as much as you can, Clouds is anticipating this to be hanging around through the weekend and then early next week for it to get back into more of a traditional Valencia sea breeze.
We saw one of your foredeck guys getting bandaged up during the first run. What happened then? Is he okay?
Yeah, well, we took a pretty, you may have noticed it took us a little while to get our gear up out of the top mark, and the one thing, you don't really see much where you are where I am, and I heard somebody saying really big wave coming just on the time to bear off, and it was a really big wave. I think two of the guys almost got swept overboard, and the spinnaker got ripped out of the hatch and fell back down into the boat. And so I would suspect in the mayhem that followed with that, Jero was trying to get things sorted out, and he just nicked his finger, so nothing major.
Terry, how does the team prepare for the Louis Vuitton Cup finals now? You've got 8 days without competition.
I think we're going to take a couple days off, and you know, at this stage of the competition, rest is as much of a vital part to our preparation as things that we can do to our boat. You know, we bought ourselves some time in New Zealand last spring and the early part of this year by flying the boats, and so I think we have a pretty good handle on things that we can do to our boat to match Prada. So we'll decide what we're going to do, if we're going to do anything, and then. But getting rest is equally as important, and then there's a lot of little things that we can do better. And